Hi, it's Clint and Lyndon.
Welcome to Shove It Up Your Arwen.
As always, our opinions are our own and should be taken with a pinch of salt.
At the sound of the Arwen cow, enjoy the episode.
Hello and welcome to Shove It Up Your Arwen. I am one of your hosts, Clinton. You can find me on Instagram at ClintySkyGuy.
And I'm your other host, Lyndon. And you can find me on Instagram at Pilgrim in the Mist.
Yes. Very good.
What are we talking about?
Initiation.
Yeah.
Oh my god. That was the biggest churro in the bowl and you fit the whole thing in your mouth. Sideways.
That's what she said.
She has never been a person that said anything to you.
No.
No. He might have. Yeah, big guy. Mm. So yeah, we're talking about the initiation. However,
magical moments.
Magical moments. What's yours?
Oh, you need more time, do you? Okay. That's fine. I'll go first.
No, because, yeah, although to be fair, I am just going to do the magical. So we have to make an admission here. We've already recorded an episode and then...
Lost it.
It crashed, and we lost a whole 55 minutes of a recorded episode that was actually pretty fucking epic. And
it was great. Comedy gold.
It was comedy gold.
And you'll never know.
You'll never know. And it really fucked us off. Really, really. It fucked you off. Stomach chronic. I've never seen you that annoyed, ever.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe once. But then they deserved it. But yeah, so this was quite epic. But yeah. I'm just going to use that magical moment, but I can't remember what it was.
Okay. Well, you take a minute. You take a minute, love.
I'm going to take a minute.
Mine is going to be the same as it was on that episode that no one will ever hear, but with a bit more information. So, there's this YouTube channel that I've watched a few times. It's a good source for psalm knowledge. And the lady's name is Evelyn Ambrose. She's from Nigeria, but she's a great source for, yeah, if you need a psalm for prosperity or a psalm to get rid of slander or whatever, she's good. She knows her stuff. So I was listening to her channel and she was talking about prosperity psalms and how you've got to chant Psalm 72 with a window open and then good things come to you. So I was like, oh, okay, well, we've just been hit with a frost blast, so I'm not going to have the window open. But I'm going to do Psalm 72 and just see what happens. So I did it. I did it over my money bowl. And the first... What? Yeah, eat your churro and shit your mouth.
Yep, just shutting up.
Yeah, so the first day I did it, I think I got something like £15 tips. And then...
Okay.
Yeah, since then I've had... an extra, and I mean, I've said it quite a few days now, but I've had an extra 35 quiz tips since then. 4 years.
I should have let you buy the churros.
You should have.
I should have.
Never mind.
Oh, wow.
So that's my magical moment.
Money magic. That's cool.
Yeah.
Really cool.
How about you? Have you thought of one yet?
Yeah. I can't remember whether it was.
Oh, I know what yours was.
What was it?
The bronze shit and the beads of jet.
Yeah, that's what it was.
See, I pay attention.
Yeah. Mostly. It actually...
Mostly, they come at night. Mostly, they come at night.
Yeah, so I've been contacted by the lakes near me and there's been more since, actually, so I'm actually glad of this.
You actually...
Yes, because, you know, Yoda.
Like, actually.
So, Stanek Lakes near us is, like, run by Rockingham Forest and, like, whatever. And it's like a park. And
the level of detail is great. Yeah, and whatever.
And whatever. And I always get it mixed up because I just want to say, you know me, I get Enid Blyton mixed up with Earls Barton. Like, one is a place, one is an author. And then every now and again, my brain will go, no, it's Barton Seagrave. And none of them are the same. And they're all in completely different directions, and one is a person.
It's easy a mistake to make.
Is it fuck, is it?
Yeah.
It's just, my brain is just a mess. Anyway, so I've been contacted by them to be a bard at events and tell stories about the landscape because they have barrows there. We were there recently. I say recently. Last year, sort of midsummer time, which is not that recent, but it wasn't technically that long ago either. It doesn't feel like it. To expose a barrow with them. And what we did was we went and we appeased the spirits. We did some work on the spirits so that the work could be done without the spirits getting upset that it was being trampled on and all this, that and the other.
I think you mentioned it in a previous episode.
I think I did. Since then, they found out that they're... that they had more barrows. There was a henge there. They found... there was a guy buried there who had copper tools. All my tools are made of copper for druidry. Who had jet beads. That's one of the things I have been looking at as ritual jewellery to wear for the longest time. And then it also turns out that my family on my mother's side used to own the water mill where Stanwick Lakes was built. Before it was the gravel pits, it was a water mill that was owned by my great-grandfather. They've now found a DVD with...
Not buried with the body.
No, not buried with the body.
Okay.
They've now found a DVD in their archive that they've been cleaning out with my granddad in it. My great-granddad in it. And, like, pictures and video and all this sort of stuff of the mill where my family started in this area, which is really cool.
That is cool.
Really, really cool. And it's like, it's everything's like coming completely full circle. So it's really, really, really kind of cool. There's loads of stuff coming up and it's brilliant. It's just like the magical moment is that like I don't have much of an ancestry practice, but all of a sudden my ancestry seems to be pulling me into a place. And yeah, again, like spirit of place.
Yeah.
Get it. It's really happening.
That's cool.
It's really cool. Really, really cool. So mine's more synchronicity than it is active magic. That's not active. It's just a combination of a lot of work over a period of time.
Magical moment doesn't have to be you actually doing magic.
No, I don't think it does either.
It can be whatever you want it to be.
It can be whatever you want. Initiation.
Initiation.
Have you had one?
Kind of. I was a baby.
Hereby dub thee, Baby Lyndon.
There you go. Just like
I was initiated as a baby.
I was.
Otherwise, I'd have just been something else.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's where my brain went.
Okay. Yeah, I was baptised.
Oh, God, yeah, of course you were.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
A rite of initiation.
Sorry. It's all right. It was your choice.
You say, no, it wasn't.
Exactly.
Oh, we're a baby.
Exactly.
So that's fine.
That's all right.
So,
you're better for it.
But I'm working towards one, which is confirmation.
Yes.
How about you?
So I was baptised.
Yes.
This has been in a previous episode.
Yes.
And I want to undo it.
Yes.
We
just need to douse you in the opposite.
What, petrol?
Fire. You're baptised in water. We need to cover you in fire just to get rid of it.
Just like douse me in petrol and send me through a fucking Beltane fire.
Yeah.
That just sounds like a plan.
Yeah. You need skin.
No,
it's holding you back.
It's holding me together. yeah, I don't know. Initiation? Like,
you're working towards one as well.
I am working towards one. So my dedicant path will end with an oath. And we had this in a previous episode where we talked about oaths. But that's just an oath on the dedicant program. Once I then take it to the clergy program, there'll be an initiatory rite in that.
Yeah, but oaths by themselves are a degree of initiation, aren't they? I mean, because you've got
they're just a promise, aren't they? The initiation is not the... is not the oath. The oath is a declaration.
So what do you count as an initiation?
Initiation
an anointing
is... I think an initiation is done to you.
Okay. Like hazing.
Yeah.
You want to get spanked by paddles.
Oh my god. That's a category on X-Hub. X-Hub? Pornhub? I don't fucking know.
I don't know where you go.
I don't have a clue. But yeah, something that it's fucking hating. It's like it's something that's done to you. I mean, there's self-initiation, but in the same respect, in a self-initiation which I've done, you invite something to, you know,
do something to
be you. The initiator. You do something to you. Yeah. Hazing. Yeah. Just yeah, piss on my feet. Yeah. I have no idea. This is why I've never been in a situation with any of this, so have no idea.
I can tell.
You exactly, because like what my brain is saying is
what college films what are you watching where people I'm piss not on exactly. their feet?
College films, not my thing.
I don't think they haze in college. That's America, isn't it? Where they do that.
Mm.
You go to Kappa, Delta, whatever. Gamma, Beta, fuck me senseless.
Yeah. Gamma, Beta, bumhole.
Yeah. that would be my one. I want to join Kappa, Beta, bumhole.
Have you seen those videos?
Hello, my name's Christy and I'm going to join Christian University.
Go right there. Like, what the fuck? And then the guy comes on and he tries to mimic it. Oh, so funny.
It's so good.
Oh, it makes me laugh so much.
I would agree. Yeah, I think initiation is something that should be done to you. Vigorously.
From behind.
From behind. Yeah.
So I had an initiation in OBOD.
Okay.
It's a self-initiation. I can't share a lot. It's not meant to. But you do invite, again, this is the thing, it's not, you're not on your own.
Mm.
That's what's important. You're not on your own. And although you're initiated, and although it's a self-initiation, you invite, I'm going to say something because I don't want to give any details because I'm not meant to.
The Pumpkin King.
The Pumpkin King. You invite the Pumpkin King to join you in this process and you go on a journey.
You don't actually invoke the Pumpkin King.
You can if you like.
You can though. If you like. But...
You can if you like. I wish I had. It would have made my Druid journey so much easier. And you invite them to come with you on this kind of transformative journey through your inner grove, which is like a trance meditative sort of thing. I say trance loosely because it's not really trance in OBOD. It's just kind of meditation. So you have like a meditative journey with this being that facilitates the role of initiator. Yeah, and I really want to give a big spoiler because it's kind of cool, but I'm not going to.
Okay.
Yeah. And you should have done it.
I did.
You did. Because you did the Biotic Grey, didn't you?
I did.
You did.
Never finished it.
Did you not?
No. Mm. I got as far as the element of air.
And then because it does the elements, doesn't it?
I kind of petered out.
Yeah.
And I did that twice. I got up to the element of air. Great. And then I kind of lost a bit of interest. And I was like, no, I need to do it again. But I'll start from the beginning. So I started from the beginning and I got all the way back up to the element of air. And then I was like, nah, I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. I don't have an issue with OBOD in the slightest. But I kind of have moved in a different direction now. Which is not a bad thing.
It's all right. All about growth, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And OBOD, and my initiation in OBOD was my foundation in everything I do now. It's how it gave me access to it.
Mm.
You know, so my initiation served me greatly.
Yeah. I stepped away from it just because by the time I got round to that point, I'd already changed to...
Yeah, you had.
Being a good Christian woman.
Love it. So you're growing up to be a good Christian woman. And all I wanted to be when I was a kid was a strong, independent woman.
And you still can be.
And I still can be because I'm definitely not. but the thing, like, the question is, right,
mm-hmm.
with initiation, is that it affords you something. So I can't remember what the I think the purpose in Obod was to open the gates to further development within Druidry and to kind of show you. Oh, that was it. It was to show you the path. That was the point of the ritual, was to show you the path in loose terms. But you're going for a confirmation.
Yes, I will be endowed with the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit.
What are they?
I don't know.
I've been told them twice. I know some of them. There's like wisdom's one,
Truth.
wisdom, I've said that, wisdom, strength, truth, and then others.
Wisdom, strength, truth, love.
Flight.
Flight.
Laser eyes.
And laser and laser beams
and lay on
shot
hands.
From my eyes. Get your Christian hands off me.
Filthy pagan.
Ugh.
So yeah, so I'll effectively have access, and then I'll also have access to the Eucharist.
Yeah, but then what?
What do you mean, then what? It's initiation, that's just the beginning.
So if it's just the beginning, what's next?
The beyond.
Did you ever watch Insidious?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you ever watch the ones after that?
No. Because I
They're
thought the end of
just
Insidious was shit.
so there's like that woman who's like the medium in Insidious,
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
and then like there's a prequel where she goes into she goes into the other world kind of thing, doesn't she? But there's a part of the other world that she calls the Further.
So crap.
Oh, I love
So
it so much, because it's
I.
just become a turn of phrase when like when people are having like a when I can't take pagan people seriously. I'm so sorry to anybody I might offend. Totally not. But you get somebody who's being a little bit woo-woo and going, I'm gonna go to this thing, and I'm just like, oh my God, you're another woman going to the Further, aren't you? You're going to the Further. Just go.
That film
You don't need
lost
to tell me
me.
anything. I don't give
I
a
enjoyed
fuck.
Insidious right up until the point where all of a sudden he remembered who he was and what he used to see, and he could just cross over like that.
Oh yeah, that was in the second one, wasn't it?
That's in the first
No,
one.
it is in the first one.
Yeah. And I just thought it was really shit. I liked it when it was a spooky film, not when all of a sudden there's this weird demon creature making keys. Was he making keys?
No, he was sharpening his hoof.
I don't remember. All I remember is the song, which is great. And then seeing him in a room with windows sharpening something.
Yeah,
And I
which is
just
cool.
thought, what is this? What is this? It's not what I signed up for. I liked it when she kind of looks and you see his face behind the guy. That was like,
That brilliant. Loved
yeah.
it.
But no, the rest of it, no. Get in the bin.
Love it.
Get in
Get
the
in the
fucking
bin.
bin.
I really enjoyed that film. It doesn't make me jump.
Why are we talking about this film?
I have no idea. I can't remember. Initiation.
Initiation.
No, because I said, what next?
That's right. The Further.
And you get the beyond.
I get the
And I was like,
beyond.
sounds like the Further, and that's it.
So,
See,
what's
the
next?
what's
So, okay.
next? You're going to stop the devil sharpening his horns.
Basically.
That was my tip.
Honey, I hate to tell you, but your tip feels flat.
Sorry.
I cut my hand off. Wash it in sulfuric acid.
That's what you get for slapping my thigh.
Ooh! Okay, so for me, at the moment, as far as I'm concerned, yes, I can bless stuff and yes, I can do whatever. It still doesn't feel punchy enough. That's the only way I can describe it.
You need some
I
potency.
need the Holy Spirit. What I'm hoping for, and I really hope I don't get disappointed, is that after I
Oh.
get confirmed and I get these gifts of the Holy Spirit, when I bless things, it's going to feel a bit more.
Blessy.
No, blessy. Doth thou feel blessy? I
Want
don't
you to meet Marquette. What's her name?
Legitimate,
Blessy.
I feel.
Legitimate.
Yeah, I feel like that might be the right word. Maybe. Because I'm using Catholic prayers and Catholic scripture, and I'm using Catholic blessings whilst not actually being a Catholic. Do you know what I mean? It feels like, I feel like I need to step through the door and receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Hypocrite!
Basically. And then it'll feel more legitimate. I feel like I would have the backing of my patron saint and the backing of the kind of spiritual, I guess, egregore that has become the Catholic Church.
Eels.
Does that make sense?
Eels.
Yeah. Whereas Eels. At the moment, I'm just kind of saying words, and yes, things happen, but it's not as punchy as it would be if I was actually indoctrinated.
I'm a good clerk.
Into the, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's because I have...
witch hands.
Yes.
Yeah. They're amazing.
Hands of a dead man.
Yeah. Padre Pio's hands.
Yes. I stole them.
I'd love to have Padre Pio's
and
hands
grafted
on
them
my
to my necrotic frame. I said to one of the girls at work the other day, I was like, God, look at the colour of me. I was literally grey. I know.
Oh my God.
I felt like a good day until I saw myself in the mirror and I was like...
I hate days like that when you walk and you're like, I feel like cock of the walk. And then you see a mirror and you're like, I look like a cock on a walk. This is ridiculous. What the fuck?
Mm. It's always the worst when you feel great and then someone says, do you feel all right?
Oh, don't.
I'm like, oh, fuck off.
I hate that so much. Okay. So, yeah. See, so initiation, it has to afford you something.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Divine power.
Divine power. Have you had any other sorts of initiations? Fuck me. Have you had any other sorts of initiations? Have you ever been initiated before?
No.
No.
Self-initiated. I did my Obob thing.
Oh, yeah.
that was fine.
Yeah.
Did it by myself, on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Felt very sad.
Yeah, mine was a little sad.
But I did have a hedgehog joined me.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. And an owl.
And an owl?
And an owl.
Yeah, and a pussycat. Oh, no, it was a hedgehog.
It was a hedgehog. I think I can't tell you what episode. If you're interested in listening to it, you're going to have to do your own digging, I'm afraid. But on Druidcast, which is the Obod podcast, Dave Bard... it's the first Walking the Talk episode. So if you can find the first Walking the Talk episode, he does a walk in the talk with his wife.
I love Kerry.
Yeah, they're great.
I love Kerry's bit.
It's a wonderful episode. I love it. But they're talking about, they talk about his initiation when he completed the Druid grade.
Mm.
And he was initiated into the Druid grade. And they... So he completed... Right, okay, so I've got it now. Everything's slid into place. Brain is engaged.
Right.
So he completes the Druid Gate, but what he wants to do, because he's a bard...
Yeah.
He wanted to redo the bardic initiation. Now that he'd done the whole thing, he wanted to re-initiate himself as a bard.
Right.
So they redid the bardic initiation. But what she organised was for his friends and loved ones to take on the guises and the aspects of the goddess, the gods and the spirits that had been with him on his journey.
Yeah.
So as he kind of worked his way around, he would meet with these spirits, these people that would kind of wear masks and take on the persona of these beings, and they would kind of give him a bit of an induction and then move him on.
Yeah.
I thought that was quite nice.
That's cool.
But if you want to hear more about that, you've got to find the episode.
Yeah. I don't think I heard that one.
It's a good one.
Mm.
They talk about all sorts. They talk about wands, their special places, how they see the world. They talk about indwelling spirits of trees, mm-hmm. all sorts.
Maybe I have heard that one. No, I have heard that one.
Mm.
I have heard that one because they also talk about where they met.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they talk about like drumming and things like that.
Yep, 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 yep. No, it is great. It is great.
So what about you? What's going to happen after you've been inducted into ADF as a priest?
Oh, then I will be... So I found out. So I had a conversation with the the chief of ADF on... When was this? Sunday? Caught up with him on Zoom. That was good. Chatted for a little while. And because I've nearly finished the dedicant programme. I've just got to submit some more bits. And I've submitted for... So I'll wait and see what comes back before I submit any more,
mm-hmm.
because it might come back with lots of notes and it will give me an idea of what sort of thing. If it comes back, oh yeah, you've done it, well done, I'll be like, right, you can have the rest. But if it comes back with notes, then I'll know within context what sort of things I've been missing. And I can apply the same notes then to the other parts of the course. But I'll be the only priest in the UK. I was like, what the fuck? Or in England. I think they have one in Scotland. But yeah, I'm like, that's cool. Hell. So it'll be a case of, there's a lot of study, that goes into being a priest. And it's like a proper thing. It's a recognised religious post.
Will there be an ordination ceremony?
Yeah.
I know.
So like it'll be an initiation, but it will be done by the people of ADF.
That's cool.
Yeah, which is friggin' awesome.
But wait, how are they going to do that?
Exactly. So I'm in the UK. So I was talking to him the other day, and they have a yearly gathering, which is called the Wellspring. And I said, I'd really like to make the effort to come to that at least once. And he was like, it's a long way to go. He said, you would be all right to go to, there's a priest in Germany that's more active. He said, you'd be quite, you know, better off, easier to get to what's the name in Germany. And I was like, oh, okay, that'd be quite cool. But I did think to myself, I still want to go to Wellspring. Because it's got like it's a proper place with all the gubbins and all the things, and it's been around for ages, and it's been, you know, the place for ADF.
Nice to meet everyone as well, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and I kind of thought to myself, even if I only did it once, and I kind of thought as well, you know, if I could culminate that with, even if I went once and then went again, on completion of the, like, priesty bit, then, you know, maybe I could tie it together. And I thought that would just be incredible and even more magical. And yeah, and then it becomes just a job of service to the communities, which we're kind of already working on anyway, so that's fine.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's cool. It's yeah, it'd be the same as, like, I don't know, I could be a chaplain, for example, in, like, prisons or military.
Sweet.
Yeah. Be cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah. Because you have to study the legality of it all and everything. So it's really cool, really, really cool, and kind of eye-opening. It is really kind of eye-opening. And it begs the question, because there's this thing, isn't there, like, in Wicca, there are no priests because everyone's a priest. There are no priestesses because everyone's a priestess. You know, you get to, like, third degree, and then you can go and start your own coven, and you're the priestess or priest or whatever. And it begs the question, doesn't it, in paganism, there are no priests. What's the point in a priest if you're just going to... But it's not the same as what you would experience in the other Abrahamic religions, because... As a priest in ADF, you're not there to reinforce your faith, the faith that is doctrine. You're there to inspire faith in people. And I think that's the difference. Mm-hmm. And I actually think that's quite important.
Yeah, no, I would agree.
To help people to realise faith rather than indoctrinate them into a faith. And I think there's space for that. I think there's room for that. I think there's room for that in modern religion now. You know, and if an initiation gives you the knowledge and gubbins and gumption to provide that for people, then I think, yeah, fuck it. Why not?
No, that's good.
And plus power.
And plus power, absolutely. I'm all for the power.
I want more power, damn it.
So, okay, do you think initiation is important?
Depends. I think it's important for some practices, but not others. I don't think initiation is necessary for secular practice.
Agreed.
But I think initiation is important, maybe not required, but certainly important to develop a spiritual or religious practice. Because it initiates you to the mysteries of that practice. Like, for example, if you wanted to practice voodoo or hoodoo, you'd have to do it properly. You can't just dabble and then call yourself, you know, a level 32 hoodoo wizard. You've not even been initiated. You've just read a few books. Not everything goes in the books.
Yeah.
You know, you can't be a book pagan.
No.
Or a book Catholic.
No, because that's how you get appropriation, isn't it?
Yes.
Where you get people like, well, I read a book on Hinduism and I skipped about five chapters, but I read the bits that I like the look of.
Yeah, so and you read one book. That yeah. one book is one perspective or yeah. one example of Hinduism.
Yeah.
Hinduism has many sects. Christianity has many sects. There are Muslim sects. There are Taoist sects. There are different schools of thought within every religious yeah. denomination. Every single one.
Yesterday, and we were talking about this stuff, and I said to her, I was like, "Well, I used to be a pagan." She was like, "Oh, what does that mean?" I was like, "Well, it depends. Like, on your flavor. Like, are you like a witch, or are you a druid, or are you a shaman, or are you, you know, whatever?" Mm. And she was like, "Oh, that's a lot, isn't it? That's a lot in one thing." I was like, "Well, it's not. It's an umbrella term."
Mm.
I was like, "It's like turning around to say someone and saying I'm a Christian." Okay, well, are you Orthodox? Are you Catholic? Are you
Baptist? Are you Baptist? Protestant?
Exactly.
Are you Anglican? Are you not?
Right.
Yeah. Do so you go like, to church?
Okay. I get it.
And it's that thing, like, you can turn around and call yourself a Christian because you have Christian ideals. That's marvellous. If you never go to church, then you don't have a Christian practice.
Yeah.
And that's the difference. Like, you can be a pagan and have pagan ideals. That's fine. But without a pagan practice... You can't claim you have a pagan practice if you don't actually get up off your ass and do something. And I think that's where initiation becomes important, because by actively practicing something, you then kind of figure out, oh, hang on a minute, I might have read this or heard this one opinion, but actually now that I'm practicing something, it doesn't fit my life and lifestyle yeah. and life choices. And there are other options out there, so maybe I should have a little bit more of a look. And that's kind of important, because, you know, one initiation, and I think initiation's important at the end, not at the beginning.
Something you've got to work towards.
Yeah, definitely something you've got to work towards.
I'm working towards confirmation. I am now 35, gonna be 36.
31. So, we're 31, darling.
Are we?
Uh-huh.
I don't feel 31.
No,
91 most days.
Oh, don't.
I feel like the old lady on the Titanic. That's how I feel inside.
You feel
so my fucking bones feel.
You've got a blue diamond somewhere hiding in a 90.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I won't tell you where.
No.
No, you'll have to frisk me.
No, I would. If I ever saw you in a 90, frisking you is not something I would be doing.
No.
No.
I'd look pretty.
You would look so pretty.
I want you to paint me in these.
Paint me like one of your French girls.
In only there.
In your lace 90.
Yeah. Yeah.
With your rugged bearded face.
Call me Bernard.
What was I saying?
I don't remember.
I feel 90. No, where was I going with this?
It was before that.
Age. No.
No, it was before that.
Yep.
Oh, it's so difficult going backwards.
Oh, God, it really is.
Oh. Oh, I don't
know. It's gone. It's whatever.
Moving
on.
No. You said you were working towards initiation.
Oh, yes. So I'm. This hasn't been a rush thing. Like, I'm of a certain age, and yeah. So it's something that I've taken the time to contemplate over. I've spent time.
You spent over a year already.
Delving into this, yeah, and like I've already done. I did 1 year of Lent. 1 year. One season of Lent.
1 year of
it's
Lent.
Been one
a
long
whole
year.
Year. Oh my God. What did you give up for Lent? Smoking.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I gave up drugs.
That's
it.
So I've already done one season of Lent. I'm coming up to my second.
Yeah.
You know, this is stuff that I've worked towards, and I'm studying, I'm reading, I'm learning, I'm going through the processes to get it done. Something that I want. It's not something that I've just kind of jumped on a bandwagon and gone, yes.
Is that what happens on a bandwagon?
Yeah.
People just jump on and go,
yes.
Yes.
That's it.
That's it. Fab.
Yeah. It's great.
I want a bandwagon.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'll buy you one.
Oh, will you?
Yeah.
Brilliant. I'll buy you a 90.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I was listening to this podcast, not this one, you know, a podcast.
You're listening to our podcast?
Yes.
Wow.
I was listening to a podcast the other day, and they said something that really bothered me. No names.
Red text. But no names. It was their first episode. Shut up. It's
it
fine.
Was their first episode.
So, and, yeah, and to be fair, I was listening to one of their latest episodes, and they even said, we don't do the things the same now as what we did at the beginning. And we
It's a brilliant podcast. But yeah, I was listening to their first episode, and I mean, they've even admitted to it, so it's fine. But one thing they highlighted in their first episode was, oh, if you haven't listened to the podcast, I highly recommend it. Anyone who's got a folk Catholic practice...
even if you haven't, because I listen to it.
Well, yeah.
It's good.
It is good. They do touch on quite a lot of things. And you...
Oh, hang on.
Oh.
Oh, no, no, no. No. It's only Wayne.
Okay. And you highlighted that they'd given you a new terminology, your spiritual core.
Oh, yes. Yes. So, and I was like, oh, this is lovely.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So, love them dearly. It's great. But this is with no tea, no shade... but yeah, so in their first episode, they highlight something which bothered me a little bit, which was that at the time, not that I think they feel that way now, but at the time, they were mentioning that they thought anyone could just go in and practice like folk Catholicism and all of that without the need of baptism.
Oh, yeah.
Which bothered me a little bit, because although baptism isn't technically a rite of initiation, it is and it isn't. It's a way of wiping away the stain of original sin, if we're going to go down that road. But it's the foot in the door, isn't it? It's the
first step. From closing it.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's that first step, and in that episode they were saying that, you know, if you haven't been baptized, whatever, you know, you can just go ahead and do it anyway, or you can baptize yourself.
Wait.
But there was a lot of information missing. Yes, anyone can baptize anyone, but you have to use the right wordage. It has to be done in a very specific way, in the right order.
Yeah, see, this is why I think initiation kind of touches on tools as well.
Yeah, but what bothered me was that there was this thought process that anyone can do anything, just give it a go. And it's like, well, no. If you were interested in working with saints, angels, and by angels I mean like actual angels, not fluffy woo-woo stupid ones that you see these...
The Archangel Cassandra.
Yeah, crystal-hugging twats. Bang on about.
She gets you a car parking space, though.
She does, Blessed be. As I say, sat here in tie-dye clothing with bleach blonde dreadlocks.
Yeah.
Not.
That is not what you look like.
Nope.
Nor would you ever.
No. If I ever do, you have permission to hit me with a car.
I wouldn't hit you with a car.
No.
No, because I'd want to see the life drain from your eyes. I'd stab you.
Thank you. Thanks.
You're welcome.
That's why we're friends.
Yeah. I want to see the light leave his eyes. Sorry. Moving on.
Yes. But yeah, so... Oh, God, now you've made me lose track again.
Stop it! It's your fault. You said about dreadlocks, not
yes.
me.
But yeah, so like if you're interested in getting involved with like saints and angels and other things within the kind of Catholic wheelhouse, you have to go through the appropriate steps of acknowledging that. And I think the first one is, you know, baptism. Either acknowledge your baptism or get baptized. It doesn't have to be by a priest. Anyone can do it, but it has to be done the right way and you can't just do it yourself. I think to cast that aside...
Rude.
I think it's quite well, yeah, and I think it's also quite reckless. You know, you've got these beings that are part of a spiritual practice and a religion to cast off one of the most fundamental aspects of being involved with it. I think is wrong.
Yeah,
you wouldn't say to someone like what you said about voodoo. You know, you wouldn't just say to someone, "Oh, don't worry about it. Just read some books, and you know, if you want to give it a go, just give it a go. Just contact Papa Legba. Whatever. Fuck it." No,
because if Papa Legba turns up, he's going to be turning up to tell you off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like
not.
you can't just turn around and go, yeah, but I'm not a smoker and I don't believe in drinking booze, so I'm going to offer Papa Legba this vape.
It's bubble
and a
gum.
Cup of tea, because he's going to come in and he's going to go, the fuck is this?
Yeah, absolutely
the
not.
Fuck? Or actually, no, he just won't show.
Yeah.
Nothing will happen. And this is where we get this thing, isn't it? Like, you know, I was listening to a podcast the other day. It's all we do, isn't it? Is listen to podcasts and then record. And this guy was saying, quite rightly, you can't just use quartz for everything. The same way you can't just use rosemary for everything. Same way you just can't use one white candle for absolutely everything. Because at the end of the day, if you're summoning something quite specific that asks for certain things, the point is you go out and get them.
Yes.
Half of the magic, half of the process, and half of the dedication is making that effort, taking that time, and spending that money. Because, like, yes, it's expensive on purpose. That spirit has to know that you're willing and able to put aside what it needs to turn up.
Yeah.
And it's an act of devotion. It's an act of dedication. To turn around and go, well, I haven't got everything, so I'm just going to use this. If you're just doing secular magic, not a problem. Because most of it is you creating something, and it's more egregoric in nature. It's more like creating the impetus of the spell.
Yeah.
You have a bit more control over that. So realistically, you're moulding a spiritual being into form from the raw ingredients.
Yeah.
You know, you can kind of use anything you want. However, if you're doing something that's divinely inspired or is related to a specific being or tradition, stick in the fucking rules.
Yeah.
Colour in the fucking lines.
Otherwise,
you're going to fuck it up. So, and then nothing will happen. And then you'll go, well, I'm not sure I believe in it anymore. It's not your it's your fault you don't believe in it.
Yeah.
It's not the thing's fault. You were told to get a cigar and whiskey, not a vape and bubble tea, you dick.
Bubble tea. How did you sell a bubble like that? With bubble tea.
But you see what I mean? Like, it's just stupid, which is why initiation is so important.
Yeah.
Because, like, and if it's at the end of the journey, well, not at the end, like, it's like a midway point. Like, you do all the work leading up to initiation. That initiation cements the knowledge, because that initiation should serve to use all of the things that you've learned about. So, say, for example, Wicca is a prime example. So, your journey up to initiation is generally the securing of knowledge pertaining to earth, air, fire, water, north, east, south, west, the god, goddess, and the four tools.
Mm-hmm.
Because then, at your first initiation, what are the things that they use? The four tools. Who are the people that you contact? The god and goddess. And what are the things that you work with? Oh, the four directions, the four watchtowers. That is like the core of your first initiation. It makes perfect sense. So from that initiation, it cemented all your learning in the first big, big ritual that you've done. Perfect. Next one, bit bigger. It works on the first original forms that you've learned, but then it also cements all the other things you've learned, and the same in the third one, and so on and so forth. And I think that's really, really important. You know, you can't just ignore it and go, well, I can do whatever I want with whatever I want. How arrogant do you have to be to think that without initiation, you can just step in and do what you want, when you want, however you want? I've met people like that who have had that conversation, and you just... It's the sort of individual that you would meet at work who just does it their way, fucks it up, and then blames it on everybody else.
Yeah.
These people exist in the real world. You wouldn't do it at work. You wouldn't do it at home. Why do we find the same attitude in, you know, spiritual practices?
Yeah.
There's rules for a reason. You know, live your life however you want, but just bear in mind, if you want to do something that is part of a tradition, have some fucking respect and, you know, get your initiation, mate.
Yeah.
I've gone off on a tangent and had a right rant there, but...
That's fine.
You know, it's kind of what I do.
We'll let you.
I realise.
But yeah, do check out the Reg Text as well.
Yes,
definitely. It is a good source of information.
They're very good.
Yeah, going off the back of that, I do have issues with people that you see it quite a lot. It's kind of having a bit of a surge at the moment. I'm seeing lots of people that identify as pagan whipping out saint statues and saint prayer cards. And I'm like, why? What are you doing?
I get really hacked off with saint work. Okay. And it's not not for anything other than... So my argument for... So Wayne, of course, is Catholic.
Of course.
And says, come to church. And I go, no. And he goes, you should. And I go, fuck off. And it gets me irate now because I just think, oh, just get my fucking point. Right at the beginning, I tried being nice and turning up and just being present, sitting in the corner, reading a book on summoning the dead and demonology, just to make a point. And just sitting in the corner out of the way, and people are just like, and we give peace. And I'm like, nice, thanks. Like, not interested. Like, yeah, sitting there flipping everybody the bird. Yeah. No, but just generally just like trying to support him. And then I got to a point where I was just like, okay, your foot's in the door. I'm done. I'm going to bow out now. Mm-hmm. And even the priest went, we haven't seen you for ages. And I was like, yeah, because I've done my bit. And they're like, well, no, you were here. You were coming to church. And I was like, no, I was supporting my partner. That's what I was doing. And they were like, well, no, just come in. It's fine. You're okay. You're welcome. And I'm like, that's nice. But no. I would be a hypocrite. A hypocrite. I'd be a hypocrite if I did. And he went, don't be silly. And I was like, why is that silly?
Yeah.
Going into a temple, ignoring what's being said, not honouring any of the tradition, not taking part in any way, shape or form, scoffing at it in my head, thinking, oh, just end, will you, and fuck off. You know, just so I can get my cup of tea at the end of the night and go home with my other half. That's hypocritical and rude, actually.
Yeah.
You know, and I was doing that. And I thought to myself, right, I'm only stepping here and coming in to support Wayne and, you know, and being here because this is big for him. And I want him to, if you're going to do something, do it properly. But at that point, I'd reached my limit. I was like, no, I've got to bow out. And they just didn't understand that it's completely hypocritical to turn up but not be in any way interested or any way engaged or any way. It's a temple. It's a holy place. No way I'd walk in there and not take part.
You started this round by saying about saint practice.
Ah, yeah. And I've moved on. And so in the same respect...
Yes.
If you're a pagan who doesn't go to church, who doesn't read the Bible, who doesn't pray to God, don't work with saints.
Yeah.
Because that's what they do.
Thank you very much.
They're an intermediary between... You're a hypocrite.
Yeah.
If you're praying to Hecate and, I don't know, Canunos, and then you're going, oh, please, St. Peter, do this thing. Like, the only way I would ever, ever think it would be acceptable in any way, shape or form is if you were possibly using saints to connect with your ancestors and great aunt Betty was Catholic. Fair enough, I'll let you have that one, because then it's necromancy and I can kind of work around it. But even in the same respect, like, great aunt Betty, don't give a fuck. She's going to chat to you if she wants to chat to you, or she won't. Stop using saints unless you're actually using the other things like the Bible and the Psalms, like, and the rosary and all this stuff.
The understanding of that is completely misplaced. Because if you're praying to the saint, people seem to think that it's the saint that does it, but they don't. The saint takes
your prayer to God.
Exactly. They technically have no more power than we do in that regard.
No.
So, yes, they have power that's given to them by God, and anything they do is on God's behalf, but they take your prayers to God. So to pray to a saint... Yeah, they're just an intermediary. So to pray to a saint is one thing, and then to completely disregard it and then go to another God is literally like flipping God the bird. And be like, yeah, thanks, fuck off, whatever.
Yeah, which is stupid.
Yeah, really dumb.
Really stupid.
Really dumb.
And quite insulting, to anybody who's upset by this, I mean, we are not trying to upset you, but these are our opinions. If you don't like it, shove it up your arm.
Yeah, but check yourself. Because
it does check yourself.
If people are going to turn around and start having a go at other people for appropriating, like, parts of the Hindu culture, talking about karma and, like, parts of the Vedas and whatever bits, without actually fully ingraining themselves in Hindu culture and learning it properly and whatever, or Native American culture, or Mexican culture, or whatever. Like, these are cultures, these are religious practices. Like, respect them and either get fully initiated so that you're allowed to use that practice
mm.
and that culture's attributes or don't. Christianity is exactly the same. I mean, I agree. Like, we can all say that, well, yeah, Christianity appropriated half the world and blah, 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 and they oppressed.
No, the Romans did.
Yes.
I hate that.
But, like, a lot of stuff has been done under the umbrella of Christianity. It still doesn't give people the right to appropriate the bits they want and then point fingers at other people for doing exactly the same with other cultures. Like, Christianity is a religion with set rules and set practices. You don't get to cherry pick.
No.
And do whatever you want with the rest of it.
No.
Just as much as I made the conscious effort when I switched from being a pagan druid that worshipped Ceridwen.
Yes.
I then made the, God, you are popular.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. It's because I've...
It's fine. It's okay. I made the conscious choice when I switched to say my goodbyes to those spirits and make a full acknowledgement and dedication to Christ and to God and all that kind of stuff. I made the switch because I knew that I wanted to work within that framework of Catholicism.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have my secular practice, but that's outside of religion and whatever. So I made that dedication and now I'm learning everything I can about it.
It's exactly why I want to do So Long and Thanks for All the Fish to my baptism.
Yeah.
Because I'm done. It's done. I need a clean break from Christianity. I quite literally need it. I have too many Christian influences in my life from external sources. Like, my other half is Catholic. All of my friends go to church. And I work for the Salvation Army. You know, it is a conscious effort to remain dedicated to my path and keeping those other things from influencing, you know, my religious practice, because they want to and I don't want them to. And I think I would be, again, I think it would be hypocritical for me to take parts of it and go, well, I might just use that, I might just use that, I might just use this. No. Yeah. You know, I wouldn't, outside of work, I wouldn't quote Catherine Booth to anyone, you know, regardless of the fact that the quote is brilliant. I wouldn't use it. I would only ever use the quote that I use all the time at work, because it works and it's appropriate in the space that I'm using it. I'm not being appropriative. I'm not being disrespectful. It's just that I'm honouring the place I'm in.
Yeah.
And I'm giving, you know, and that's kind of my initiation and my right to using that quote, is the fact that I work and support the work of these guys. So, you know, if there's ever a question of something, I'll bandy it with this quote that tells people to shut the fuck up and get on with it. For the very point that you can't just whinny and moan when you've got a job to do. So in the same respect, I need to make sure that I'm being true to the things that I'm initiated in.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and I wouldn't ignore those initiations. Like, I wouldn't turn up somewhere and I mean, other than being a hardcore polytheist, if I was in a temple somewhere, you know, I wouldn't worship a deity, but I wouldn't turn up in their house and be disrespectful. I'd light a candle or I'd say a prayer. But that's the difference between, you know, being rude and being gracious. You're a guest in someone's house, then.
Well, absolutely. Like, I wouldn't,
unlike the woman at church.
I wouldn't go, oh yeah, she can absolutely get in the fucking bin.
She can get in the bin.
Do you know what? As well, what? I found out that she is a divorcee.
Oh yeah, no, I know that.
Divorcee, yeah. And she's going to fucking judge us.
I know, right? I know. See, there's me sat at the coffee shop going, just have a nice cup of coffee and write these things.
Bloody woman.
I know, right?
God, I'm like ammoed up.
I know, I know.
If she comes for us again, I'm going to take her down.
I know. I've already said to Wayne, if she turns up, I'm just going to be like, will you fuck off now?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Get fucked, Nancy.
But anyway, I'm not... Nancy Drew. I'm not going to be at thingy this Sunday because there's a ritual, so
oh okay,
yeah, so I won't have to worry about that. You can stab her. You can stab her with a spoon.
I'll mail you her skin.
Oh, that'd be lovely. I could make a lamp. Oh, skin lamp.
But yeah, initiation, it's important. It matters. And the things within the practice, I mean, some people will be like, ugh, gatekeeping, ugh. But gatekeeping is important.
Shove off. Do you know, I think the only people who go, gatekeeping, are the people
gapekeeping.
Gatekeeping. It's a I've tried so hard to keep a straight face. I didn't mean to say gatekeeping, I mean gatekeeping.
Yes.
That was a Freudian slip.
Yes.
Not what I was watching earlier.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lordy. Gatekeeping. I think the people who moan about gatekeeping are the people who are just gutted that they want access to everything all of the time. Sorry, yeah. Spiritual practice is not the internet.
People that moan about gatekeeping are the people that have never been told no in their lives.
Oh, just...
Do you know what I mean? They're the spoiled fucking raggedy kids that have never been told no.
If you want something, sometimes you have to earn it.
Yeah.
That's the gate.
Like a good boy.
Like a good boy. Oh, I love being called a good boy. It's nice. Fuck's sake, what's wrong with us?
We're whores!
We've been talking too much. Oh, never, no, never, never. We never talk too much. Yeah, gatekeeping is just... I get it. If you're being a prick and you're just being, I don't think you should do this because I have an opinion. Yeah, fine, whatever. Like, that's rude. But that's not gatekeeping. Just rude.
We're in this kind of era now, aren't we, where knowledge and information is at everyone's fingertips. So everyone thinks that they have access to it.
That you're entitled, and you're not.
Yeah, and now we're kind of switching into this phase where we're respecting the religious and cultural practices of indigenous peoples and cultures.
Mm-hmm.
And we're accepting and respecting the initiatory rites that go with them.
Yep.
That also then should include individuals. Like your UPG...
Unverified personal gnosis.
Yeah, you don't have to share your personal practice or any of your experiences with anyone.
No.
At all. And I think people seem to think that just because we put a few pictures or people put a few pictures on Instagram, all of a sudden you need to share what goes into what and what happens with what. It's like when, you know, when you get these influencers that put on, they'll put, I don't know, like a page from their grimoire or something, or they'll share them doing like a candle spell. And then all of a sudden they'll get messages of, well, what if I don't have this? Or what if I don't have that? We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'm not your tutor.
Yeah, not your tutor. And I'm also,
just a person on the internet.
Like, if you show, you know, people demand that you share your knowledge and your information, absolutely not.
I had somebody demand a tarot reading once for their wife. And I messaged them back saying, oh, right. And I saw the message and I was on my way to work. I saw the message at about 8:30 in the morning. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll look at that later, because I was on my way to work. They'd acknowledged that I'd seen the message, messaged again, saying, I see you've seen my message, do you do it then? I saw that, and I was like, okay, rude, but I'm not going to respond because I'm at work.
Yeah.
30 minutes later, why are you ignoring me? I asked for a service, the least you can do is respond. To which I fired a fucking rake into him, going, you are not entitled to my time just because you found out where I am on the internet. You are not entitled to a reading.
Yeah.
You are not important enough in my day to respond to immediately. I may have registered your message, but you are not entitled to a response until I deem you important enough to respond to. Please bear in mind, I have a fucking day job. Get off of my back and stop sending me rude messages. You called me a cunt. And I was just like, I actually don't care because that was very cunty. But I am a cunt. And I was like, I was just like, there is no way you send me a couple of messages like that and I'm not going to fire a rake into you.
No.
You are not entitled to my time just because you think that, yeah, I've read your message. You're not entitled to a response.
Yeah.
It's a text message.
Just be patient.
If we were in person, I'd respond, but we're not. So...
There we go.
Be fucking patient. Get off my back. Gatekeeping. Get initiated before you speak to me, you unworthy pleb.
Bam! Bam! Mic drop.
Yeah, mic drop. But yeah, I mean, that's our rant and chat about initiations because it's like now nearly an hour. So
thanks
very much for listening. You can find us on every podcast thing on the internet. You can find us by Googling us. And you can find us on Instagram at Shove It Up Your Arwen. And yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.